This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu. At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Micah Miller, she was a 30-year-old preacher's wife who wanted out. In fact, filed for divorce. And then 2 days later, found dead in the woods with a self-inflicted gunshot wound to the head. However, there was more than one spent shell casing there, including an unspent shell casing there, which does seem a little bit bizarre when you're talking about a suicide. But that's what happened. There's accusations that have been flying on social media and all over the place, media outlets as well, talking about her husband, John Paul Miller, as maybe being involved in some way, shape, or form. He's not been charged with anything and vehemently denies any accusations that connect him to the death. Can't say crime because it's not been deemed that yet, but they are looking into it. Of Micah Miller. Joining me to discuss, Jennifer Coffendaffer, retired FBI special agent. This is just a weird one. We have mental illness involved. We have a very over-the-top, charismatic, and I'm going to say narcissistic-type preacher involved who seems to like to put his face on anything and everything and talk about how hot his dead wife is. That seems to be the main point. She's hot and that she's mentally ill over and over and over. There's lots of accusations from family members and even Micah herself in her own words, talking about escaping abuse. What are your thoughts on this hot mess that is this case?
Well, I think she was definitely abused. And when you look at how they met, I think she was 14 years old or something. Yeah. And just the whole inception of their relationship, I think, is very questionable to begin with. He was quite her senior. And I think the whole relationship was horrible. From everything I've read and seen, she was abused. There's, you know, the scene in the gas station parking lot. There's her own writings. There's the testimony from her loved ones that said she was trying to escape. Of course, she was filing for divorce, and he clearly, was having extramarital affairs. And I thought it was most interesting recently where he came out and said, "I am going to show you that somebody was involved in her death." Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've seen that, Tony, but to me, now you're trying to say, oh, it could be possible that somebody else was involved in her death. But oh, by the way, it wasn't me.
He said he has 350 pieces of evidence that he's going to slowly release on social media, which just, again, seems very bizarre to do if you have evidence of someone being involved or something in the demise of your wife, that you're going to kind of make it a social media event and stay tuned. But he likes the spotlight. You can tell that. And he seems to have an answer for anything and everything that is coming his way. Which, I mean, if you're being accused online of being involved in the death of your wife, I think you'd want to defend yourself. But I don't know that this is coming across very well if, in fact, he has absolutely nothing to do with it.
Yeah, his answers are coming across very poor. He comes across to me. I can't believe a word out of his mouth because none of it really makes any sense. And, you know, I wondered if we might be dealing here with somebody who was actually assisted. When I say assisted, there was a recent case where a girl, she was only 17, they ruled manslaughter. She was convicted of manslaughter because she sort of enticed her boyfriend to kill himself. That was one of the first convictions I've ever seen. I tried to research to see if there are any more. But basically making the person feel horrible about themselves and then kind of egging them on, if you will. And I wonder if that wasn't partially what happened here. I mean, with him, John Paul, doing that to her.
No, that's what I wonder. I mean, I don't know that he was there pulling the trigger or anything of that nature, but it certainly seems to me from the evidence and what we've seen in a lot of these court documents that have been filed by her sister, Sierra Francis, by his ex-wife. There's a lot of accusations of abuse.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.